Thank you for coming in this afternoon. Can you tell me your full name?
Yes, Kathleen Mulcahy, but I'm known as Cassie.
And do I have permission to record this interview?
Yes, you do.
Where and when were you born?
I was born in Haft West in 1958.
And how did you meet Father Satori?
When I went to Mary Immaculate School, he used to come in with can and coffee to do confession. And when we used to go to confession, there used to be a couple of boys used to go to can and coffee, and the whole class would go to him, go to Father Satori for confession. That's how we liked him.
So was that your earliest memory of Father Satori?
That was the earliest, yes.
Okay. And how would you describe Father Satori?
Funny, kind, can communicate with anybody.
And do you have any favourite stories about Father Satori?
Yes, I can tell you a story when we first got married in June 1979. When we walked down the aisle, my husband went to the toilet and Father Satori told him to go into the presbytery, and everybody behind were looking to see where he was going, and Father Satori said, "Don't worry, he's not escaping." I remember that story. And then there's some stories of my husband's grandmother. When Father Satori first went to visit her, he knocked on the door, and when she opened the door, he was standing there with a cigarette in his mouth. She didn't realise priests smoked. And then another time he visited, and he came in and she said, "You're looking very scruffy today, look at the hem down in your trousers. So go into the kitchen and throw your trousers into the lounge and I'll sew them for you," which is what she did. But she thought a lot of him anyway. And the only, the impact that he had on my life was when we used to have meetings before we got married, he'd always say, "If you fell out with one another, never turn your back on one another when you went to bed."
And if you could sum up Father Satori in three words, what would they be?
Oh, gosh. Funny, kind, good sense of humour. Very good sense of humour.
Okay. And is there anything else you'd like to mention? Any other stories things that you can remember?
When he used to have visitors, the homeless used to knock on his door and he used to give them a bowl of soup. He never turned anyone away. But one night somebody actually attacked him, but he forgave them, and anybody else knocked on the door, he still fed them. He did.
Any other stories?
No, I think that's about. Well, he used to have a boat in Roos Ferry, and my husband and his grandfather used to go out in their boat, and Father used to bring the altar boys out, or he'd go with them, Russell Gould, great big pals they were, out boating. He'd just go up the Cleddau and back down again, and didn't go fishing, he just sailed up the water and come back down. And that's all the memories I can remember.
What about fundraising?
Yes, he did a lot of fundraising. He used to do armchair bingo. He used to have tickets, rated tickets. And he'd go out, well, it was before them go out selling them, it was before Father Satori, Ted Wilkes, Russell Gould, and Mike Evans used to go around selling the tickets. And then on a Sunday evening, they'd gather the tickets all back in to see who'd won. And my mother had won and bought a bike, push bike for my sister with her winnings. That's it.
Anything else you can think of that you want to mention? No. Oh, well, thank you very much for
You're
that.
You're welcome.
It's lovely.
It's quite hard repeating yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.